A band should always chant their own name. Just get everyone chanting their name. Hey, it's Gunnar, and you're hanging out on Steel City Music, and we're just going over some shows that are going on in the area, and we're just actually specifically doing Bridgeworks, which is a venue here in town located at 200 Caroline Street North. On Saturday, January the 25th of 2022, you can see Bad Waitress, Fleece, and Le Shirley, which, by the way, I'm really digging. I'm so happy because I was pulling out some music for this. I was like, I dig this band. And I also was like getting into, actually, I like all the bands really. But I was just struck me really cool how good that band is. So we're going to hear Losing Time from Fleece. We're also going to hear F It, I'm in Love, but kicking things off, Waitress with the track Manners on Steel City Music.
Sitting at the table playing with my stack of peas, waiting for the plastic forks to melt beneath the cupboard. Little brother, pass the butter. Don't play with your meat. You're a little glutton made of mutton. Playing with your seed. For the whole wide world to see, a little trouble.
Crazy. Let's see. The next show coming up at Bridgeworks is Monday, January the 17th, 2022. That's right, folks. Supergirl presents Men I Trust with the special guest, Gabrielle Schonk. Doors are at 7, 8 o'clock show. Check out eventbrite.ca. Okay, the listing will be there. 19 plus show. Also, as a reminder, you got to be double vaxxed and prove that you're double vaxxed and all the other fun stuff, okay? And really, honestly, you should be doing that all the time anyway. You know, get double vaxxed. Move forward. There you go. Bridgeworks is located, once again, at 200 Caroline Street here in Hamilton, Ontario. And you can find out more information at bridgeworks.ca. Oh, and they have like a whole bunch of shows coming up as well in February and March. They're starting to list up a bunch of stuff there too. Elliot Brood's coming too on Friday, February the 18th. That's pretty sick. I like that. I like Elliot Brood. And Corb Lund as well. Good job over there, whoever's doing the booking. Good job. All right. So, let's spin some tunes, shall we? Habit from Gabrielle Schonk on the way. But right now, we'll kick things off with Sugar, Men I Trust, on Steel City Music.
Got a habit of using people. get what you want, no matter what the cost. You've got a habit of using people. You seem in control, but inside you're
Steel City Music.
Hey, my next guest is a longtime friend of the show, Steel City Music, or if you want to call it Sounds of the Hammer, but when it was Sounds of the Hammer, but when he went to Mohawk College Broadcasting, when I met up with him. But now he's like one of the biggest, and I mean one of the biggest event programmers here in Hamilton, Ontario, because he is one of the tallest, Matt Serena. Hi, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, bud?
Good. I'm glad that you're so laid back in for our chat today. I picture you in your jam jams in front of a couple computer screens and, you know, sifting through a cold coffee and reading off possible questions about sitcoms.
I mean, the coffee is just, it's kind of warm. I wouldn't say cold, but everything else, is that's what it is.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, man, so I perused through the old Hub of the Hammer event planning Facebook page, and you got a lot of stuff on the go that you're trying to cram in just before the new year.
Yeah, so we've got our usual weekly trivia nights, our monthly themed ones, as well as the Mixing Kringle packages for social and office parties, both virtual and in person.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that. The Mix and Kringle, is this the holdover from the old COVID days from the last 2 years of just doing things over Zoom, and you're still going to be doing it now?
Yeah, so last year it was the packages we offered to work parties that couldn't be together, strictly over virtual. This year we're doing the same thing. We added a cool new set of package options and also made an in-person possibility as well, if that's something people are into.
So tell us about the packages.
So you have the choice of either a stand-up comedy show, a trivia game personalized to your office, a game show, we have magic, and I believe those are the ones we're currently offering. So, and the game show one is the newest one. It's as close to Family Feud as you can without calling it that and getting sued.
Right.
So it's similar. I'm no Steve Harvey, but it's very similar to Family Feud.
You know what? As you were saying those off to me, I'm like going, oh, good God, please don't. I mean, thank God you said Family Feud, because that actually sounds like a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
When you said magic show, because I hate magic so much, my fear is that I would get, like, I'd have to sit through something like that. You know, I don't know what it is. I just don't like magic shows. And then when you said stand-up comedy, I'm like going, oh no, a magic show and stand-up comedy. Why don't they just throw some Roma pizza in it and call it a day, you know?
It's not a bad idea. Pizza magic comedy show.
But you know, like the party favor, the Roma pizza. And Roma pizza here in Hamilton, it's a Hamilton tradition around the holidays or any sort of like, you know, any sort of like holidays we have. There's always the traditional Roma pizza where, you know, it's cut up and it's just sauce and it's bread. And you eat like the entire box and you start sucking the stain out of the pizza box without anyone looking because it's so addictive.
Yeah, no Roma pizza for this one. Just give the option of all those, and then we kind of come in virtually, send you the link, and kind of recreate the mandatory fun aspect of a party.
Well, I like this idea of the Family Feud thing. So how are you offering that, though, to businesses in that? Like, is it small-sized businesses, medium-sized, large-sized? Does that dictate how much the package is?
Yeah, so there's different price points based on the size of your office. We don't like overcharging, and we typically invoice after the fact if it's based on number of people, because a lot of times with the way the world is, you'll have a number of registrants for an event and maybe less than a third of them won't show up. So we kind of look at that pragmatically and say, well, you know, here's who played, here's what we're going to do. And the feud games can be done across multiple households. It's through Zoom, so there's breakout rooms to discuss answers, and we have a cheesy mock-up of the old 70s style board with the answers and the buzzers and trying to recreate a nice little different element kind of from what everyone else is doing.
Hey, man, going back to the comedy thing, though, is it just local comedians that you use here in Hamilton, or do you bring some people in from Toronto and the surrounding area?
That one, we actually have someone on our staff, Justin Shaw.
Oh, the kid from the East Coast that I read about. Yeah, cool. Yeah, he's actually just started a radio show over at CFMU.
Yeah, I did an interview for him last week.
How was it?
Good.
Good, man. And I like seeing that that get back in the air, because I always thought that it was a great little comedy show that Jordan Shear and Mace Galone did back in the day at CFMU.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah, well, you were on it a couple times with...
I had some weird characters on it, but just Mace and Jordan interacting is one of my favorite things, because Mace is just so polite and Jordan just keeps egging him on.
Yeah, well, it's always to have a buddy system when you're on the air in that way. If you're just tuning in right now, Matthew Serena from the Hub of the Hammer Events Planning. You can find him on Facebook. And what they do is they do trivia nights around town, actually in Southern Ontario, and they're offering new stuff of comedy, magic, and also a game show style of Family Feud and what we've been talking about. Let us know what's going on in the next little while. Where can we catch some of the stuff you're doing?
Yeah, the weekly trivia nights are kind of winding down for the holidays. Some are sticking around. If they fall on a day, that's not a holiday. Mm-hmm. Our new night is at the Argyle on Ottawa Street, and that's been pretty packed. Every Wednesday night.
How does that work with the smaller venues to the medium-sized venues for the trivia nights? So, do you have it down to a system of, like, surefire bring people in? Like, it's always, is it, will it always be the Friends type of episode or sitcom night, or is it The Office?
Yeah, the smaller ones are mostly for the general weekly night. So it's a mix of pop culture and general knowledge. And then we have our bigger monthly theme nights. Out in Burlington at QB's Sports Bar and Grill, we have a weekly rotation where the first Tuesday of the month is Disney, second one is Friends. We're starting a Harry Potter tournament in January for the third Tuesday of the month, and the fourth one is The Office.
Right.
So we know that turnout to bigger themes and gigs, we kind of keep those for the bigger venues.
Hey, have you done a trivia night at the Electric Diner before? Because I noticed you got one coming up.
Have I done it there?
Yeah, before.
Oh, yeah, we're there every Tuesday.
So that is an every Tuesday thing.
Yeah, so that's our downtown location. We're there every Tuesday. They've got a heated tent with a big tree inside.
Oh, no way. Well, this is why I was asking, because, I mean, that place has been open for a little while now, and I've never been in there. And, you know, I see all these, like, different promotions coming out of them on Facebook, and I'm like, I really should get down there.
Yeah, so with them, the last round of every night for the holidays is a different holiday movie. This upcoming one will be Die Hard, which I guess would have been, when this comes out, the previous one. And then the 21st will be an all-holiday night with round four for Home Alone.
Oh, for Home Alone.
Yep.
Hey, so what do you want to do for 2022? Any different ideas coming out of from this year? Because I know you announced that you're doing the the Family Feud style. Will you be doing anything different? Maybe possibly more promotion in the comedy aspect because of your background in that, or will you be taking on promotion for other events? Because you've been able to establish yourself now for the last 5 or 6 years, opening up channels of promoting. So there's nothing really stopping you from, I think, from, yes, you're doing this and it's your bread and butter, that sort of thing, the money's coming in, but to taking on other people's promotions.
Yeah, there's always a healthy amount of promotions of local events and helping people plan their own. The business was always intended to be a mix of the events we put on and helping people plan their own. So I think some more private gigs would be great. We're working on some potential speed dating nights. We're trying to find new, interesting events to get people out and support local venues that haven't really been done as much. I think for as much as we've cornered the trivia market, we kind of want to see what else is out there to get people together. And, you know, knock on wood, depending what the state of the world is next year. We'll see. Hey, this is Matt Serena from Hub of the Hammer Event Planning. You can check us out online at hubofthehammer.com. All social media at Hub of the Hammer. We'll be right back.
folks. You're listening to Steel City Music. I am your host, Gunner, and on the line with you right now is the great Trev. Trevor, who is like, well, I don't know what I can say about this guy. If he's not doing his moonlight desires, annoying people with 80s music and ruining their 80s memories, he's doing Sons of Butcher. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, how's it going? Good to be here. Nice to talk to you on a nice, beautiful Saturday.
I know. It's a full disclosure. It is a pre-recorded show, of course, due to the pandemic, and you and I have been yapping. We touch base, I think, every 6 months, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the last time, I think you and I were talking, the last couple times, it was about Moonlight Desires getting out there and playing again. It was in the summertime. But also, it was the old Sons of Butcher. And you guys were redoing, I think, doing another pilot for someone to pick up. And I think that was back in June of 2020.
Yeah, we did like a full year Patreon to raise money to make one episode. And then we're going to pitch with it.
Yeah.
And we like pitched it a couple times, but nothing really bit yet. So we kind of like shelved it and focused more on the band. So we started booking a whole bunch of shows, which was fun. It's been a really long time. So,
well, I'm awesome. I mean, I'm not going to say like I was like nipply hard, but I was as close to nipply hard when I found out that I was going to make a cameo in it as one of the people standing in the audience at the late, great This Ain't Hollywood.
Yeah, that's a great little scene there and super iconic venue to be in the show finally.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was weird because I was just like, that's pretty much how I think people viewed me my entire life. Some fat, bald, cartoon looking schlub. You know? And
there's
I'm like,
worse, there's worse things to be.
No, there probably is. I could be a fat, bald schlub from Toronto, but I'm a fat, bald schlub from, you know, I'm a chud from Hamilton, right? So I look like a Sons of Butcher fan in a Sons of Butcher setting. So I was, and I remember showing it to my friends and they're all going, what is this? I'm like, this is a defining moment for me right now. Don't ruin it. Just like it, you know?
Yeah, just like it.
Yeah, just like it. You know, I'm just pretty happy to be in all of this. So you raised all that money and you finally got the pilot done and everything. And you sent it out to everyone. And now we're in 2021 going into 2022. Any thoughts on exploring more into doing another pilot and doing another pitch?
Yeah, we definitely want to sit down with like BA and all the boys and start to write the next episode because we were just thinking we would get money to do it, but it didn't really go that way because we haven't really been able to pitch it. It's like a different universe out there now with all the different platforms.
Right.
Back in the day, it was like we went to Teletoon, I think the first network we approached, and they did it. So like we didn't really learn about how to get a show. So now we're even more clueless. And so we're just looking at our options. And I don't know. We just want to keep the creative ball rolling. So we might just start doing some more writing because we don't have anywhere to go with it right now. We only thought as far as that first episode. And BA would like to be involved, I think, more. So I'd love to have him at the writing table and like have him contribute. It'd be hilarious.
BA Johnson's like he's, you know, he's so Hamilton bred. I mean, you cannot just you have to get his humor. When I look at your you know what you've done with Sons of Butcher in the past and what you're doing now, and it's great that you brought up BA as well, what he's been doing. To me, that's Letterkenny. It's always been Letterkenny to me. You know, like the very character driven. You know, you catch the phrases right away if you've grown up in that area, and if you haven't. Then all of a sudden you like go, you start picking up the lingo, you know. It's just a weird thing. Even the boys from the East Coast that did that with Bubbles and, you know, that show, that and Ricky, you start getting hooked on the lingo and the situations that they get in, right? So to me, that's totally Sons of Butcher, right? You just get be a part of all of that. So hopefully that does. But you know, I can see you on Hulu. Why can't I see you on Hulu? Does that not make sense?
Yeah, exactly. I think it would make sense. I just think we need like a guy in a suit to like close the deal. Like we're just too, you know, too skiddly from Hamilton to do anything.
That is a very Hamilton comment. We need someone in a suit because no one's going to take this serious. That's awesome. Hey, well, I'm glad that you're back to playing though. You said that you're concentrating more on doing shows and everything. What's coming up, coming into the old Christmas month here? We got a Casbah show going down.
Yeah, and this coming Friday, we're doing a big holiday show at the Casbah. We got the Monsters of Schlock opening, which is like awesome because Orbach's toured with us in 2006, our first Canadian tour.
Right.
And he was amazing. And so it's great to be reunited with him as an opener.
Right.
He's awesome. And like we just checked out their residency at the Staircase in October, and their stuff is as good as ever. Like, he's hilarious.
Hey, and who's this other band, Shot Down Twice, I was reading?
Yeah, Shot Down Twice. There's awesome band from Hamilton, and I met them at the Niagara show. But the one guy, the guitar player Pat Rogers, like I've known him already. My label, Infamous Butcher Records, put out Iomer's record, and that he was a part of that band.
Okay.
And he also played on Patio Lanterns, which is the Moonlight Desire song, and he's in the video as well. So like, I already kind of knew him.
Okay, all right.
And so I was like excited to see that he's in this cool band from the Hammer, and so I thought that'd be a fun way to kick the show off because they're pretty rocking. It'd be pretty awesome.
That sounds like a smart play. I'm just full disclosure to you, I thought for a fact, I'm like going, Trev's in the Monsters of Schlock and Shot Down Twice. Like you're triple dipping or something, you know? You know what
Man, that'd be hard. Like we did a Moonlight show at Absence followed by a Infamous Butcher show in Peterborough, and that was hard enough to do back-to-back shows. Like, I haven't done that in a while.
That's hard on the vocals.
Oh, yeah. I think I got sick after that for a week because just screamed my voice right out.
Yeah, because whenever I spun the music that you guys did, it's just like, it's not like you're doing it quietly in the delivery of the vocals. So, and we all know when it's live, it just gets pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. So,
oh yeah, it's quite hard. I don't often change the key of these 80 songs, and I just try to go for it, which many of the producers are just like, "What the hell are you doing yourself? Like, change the key." I'm like, no. So I end up screaming my balls off and like just barely hitting it. But it's getting easier, slowly but surely.
Buddy thinks he's Tom Waits. Check him out. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh,
that's funny. Hey, if you're just tuning in now, it's Trev from Sons of Butcher. You're listening to Steel City Music, and I'm the fat, bald kid, Gunner. And we're just having a chat about December 17th at the Casbah. On the show is the Monsters of Schlock, Shot Down Twice. How do people get tickets for this? And hey, actually, wait a second now. Are we at full capacity now for venues?
I think it's a capacity of around 150, I believe, at the Casbah. So
right.
It's way better than 50, which was the last time we played there was 50.
Yeah, because that's
going to be awesome. It's going to be good to see. It was pretty rocking at 50 even. Like, there was a friggin' mosh pit. It was awesome last time. So
I think a lot of I think a lot of people are just tired of what we went through, you know, the last 2 years, are just exhausted from it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they just want to have a little bit of release. They just want to enjoy themselves just a little bit more, that sort of thing. So, but it's cool that all the venues, you got to be double vaxxed and you got to prove it, that sort of thing. And, you know, everything sounds like, they're making it as safe as they can. So that's a good vibe.
Yeah, and you can get tickets currently available on our Instagram. There's a Linktree link in our bio, and I think also on the website, sonsofbutcher.ca.
Okay. Sweet, man.
At the Real Subs. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. We're going to hopefully have a mistletoe hanging there for you to kiss under.
That was my last question, was for you to explain the mistletoe, because one, what is it? And two, how in the middle of a disgusting pandemic you want to hang meat and have people kiss under meat?
It's a selection of Sons of Butcher quality meats, its finest meats from this year.
Oh,
and we're gonna twine them all together with some holly. Hang it.
Right.
And for people to view, photograph, and make out under. With masks on, of course.
Oh, God. So, who thought of that? Was that you that thought of it? Who thought of this?
Actually, funny enough, it was Brody from the Casbah.
Oh, God.
He said, he actually said the word mistletoe, and I was like, yes, done. It has to happen. He probably didn't know I was going to do it, for real.
I'm gagging over here like a vegan, and I'm not. All right, man. Well, have yourself a good mistletoe show, Sons of Butcher, happening December 17th at the Casbah with Monsters of Schlock, Shot Down Twice. Trev, thanks a lot, buddy, for taking the time to chat with us.
Of course, anytime, man. Thanks so much. Cheers. Hey, this is Ricky Butcher from Sons of Butcher. Just wanted to let you know that you can get any merch, t-shirts, CDs, DVDs at our Bandcamp merch store, sonsofbutcher.bandcamp.com/merch.
I should have died when I hit the goddamn ground. But I'm alive now, I'm gonna rock this town. When my back hit the rock, it woke me up. Now I know why I'm here. I'm here to rock. Sing it.
Fucking weed that brownie.
This is so bad, it's really great. Totally hearing it.
listening to C101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
I have those pre-interviews, so I know what we're going to talk about, and it's so hard for me to, like, do that. I end up, like, just derailing it.
And I think we should say to people who don't know that there's no pre-interview here.
Yeah. There isn't.
No.
I had no idea what was going to happen.
You don't even know where you were.
I don't know where I am. It's true. Most of the time.
So, like, can you tell when you're making someone else uncomfortable?
No.
You can't?
I don't know. I mean, if I could, I don't think I would. I mean, I don't ever want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. I feel terrified every time I do.
You do?
Oh, my God. I, like, want to die every time I do it.
And is it the live audience? It's like that thing, everything's live.
I just
live
don't like being my... I'm more comfortable, you know, working and being...
Right.
You know, even doing stand-up is different because even though I only did it for a little bit, but, like, I was not being myself, you know? I was, like, being a persona, kind of like a heightened version of myself. And I just always have this, like, existential crisis whenever I go on those shows because, like, it's so weird to just try to just be yourself when you, like, have no idea how to do that. In my mind, I'm like, none of these people care about what I did over the summer. Like, I can't get over the idea of it. But I like doing it. It's fun. I try to have fun with it because it's funny. And I always think about, well, like, my 12-year-old, like, self would think this is, like, hilarious that right. I'm, like, being allowed to go on, like, television.
Yeah.
So I just try to remember that. And then
you try
I just,
to honor her.
Yeah, I try to have fun with it and not take it too seriously because I just, the minute that I, like, really get wrapped up in that and think like, oh, like this is like what I need to say or this is whatever, like it's over.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Hey folks, welcome to Steel City Music. I am your host Gunner and my special guest is a longtime friend of the show, Jeremy Freiberger from Cobalt Connects. Sir, welcome to my Zoom pre-chat recording era.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going good. I'd like to get a few things out of my system right away. You've been on the show for the last 2 years. We've been working together on different things over the years, having fun, throwing hamburgers and dressing like silly men. And I'd like to compliment you. I know earlier I made fun of your jersey. This will never go on YouTube or anything, but I'd like everyone to know that Jer is wearing an Adidas jersey. It's a hoodie.
It's a hoodie.
And he moved to Stony Creek a little while ago, and now he's getting into football and screaming at young people who walk too close to his lawn. Thank you. That's out of my system.
Well, they've got no reason to be near my lawn.
You know? That's the best Hamiltonian response ever, aside from Oski Wee Wee. Yeah, they have no business near my lawn, so just get away from my lawn. That's
get away
all.
From me. Yeah.
Hey, man. So Hamilton Winterfest 2022 is coming up. It's 2021 right now.
It is.
I'm just full disclosure.